Harper and Harper Audio present The Unforgettable Logan Foster and The Shadow of Doubt by Sean Peters, performed by Matt Braver. To Sarah, who never had even a shadow of doubt. Hello, my name is Logan Foster. I am a 12-year-old orphan living on the west side of Los Angeles. Even though I am extremely small for my age and should be in 7th grade, I'm almost halfway through my freshman year in high school. That's because I have an eidetic memory. I've retained every word, sound, and image that I've seen or heard since I was 3, which is when I was abandoned in Los Angeles International Airport and became an orphan. Also, I am your big brother. That is a fact. If you already know these facts because you read the last letter I sent you after I pretty much saved the world about 3 weeks ago, you should feel free to skip the next 200 words. If you do not know any of this, it means you did not read what I wrote previously, possibly for one of the following reasons. 1. I sent a printed version of my first letter, but it got lost in the mail. In 2014 alone, more than 85 million pieces of mail were deemed undeliverable. 2. I sent an email to you, but it ended up in your spam folder. According to Statistica.com, there are over 107 billion spam emails sent every day. 3. My first letter got to you either via snail mail or email, but it was written in English, and you are one of the nearly 6.5 billion people on Earth who do not speak that language. Of course, that also means you cannot read this either. 4. You are not my sibling and have no idea what I'm talking about. If option 4 is the case, a mistake has been made. I have noticed this happens frequently. It seems everyone makes mistakes. But assuming you are who I think you are and have read what I wrote to you last time, I hope you will continue reading this now. I'll give you a moment to decide. Okay, if you're still reading this, I am going to assume you read my last letter. At least the important parts. I had thought that after being fostered by Gil and Margie and discovering that they were actual superheroes called Ultra Quantum and Quicksilver Siren, and then outsmarting an immortal villainess named Necros, life might get kinda normal. I assumed I'd get to slow down, hang out with my best friend slash neighbor Elena, who also has superpowers, and just deal with everyday kid stuff instead of being hunted by supervillains in secret organizations. Instead, life has gotten even stranger, because right when I should have been getting closer to my new foster family, I discovered something that just might lead to finding our parents, and maybe you too. So now I'm writing this all down to tell you exactly what happened, because I don't want to keep any secrets from you. Secrets may make you feel like you have control, but they're almost always the reasons things get out of control. 5:50 p.m., Sunday, October 31st. We aren't going to make it in time. That is a fact. That was me, sitting in the middle rear seat of Gil and Margie's minivan as we raced westward down the Marina Freeway, weaving through traffic like an Olympic slalom skier.
I'm aware of the situation, Logan,
Margie exhaled, her knuckles glimmering silver as she gripped the wheel, passing cars on both sides.
We need a bit less critique and more ideas of what we can do about it. There's no telling how bad the damage will be. Gil, what if you go ahead?
From the passenger seat, Gil swallowed hard, which is odd because he doesn't have actual saliva.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?